Hello, Tori Dalhoff here. On the last episode of Food Trek, we visited Janie's Mill in Ashcombe, Illinois, a producer of local, organic, and regeneratively grown grain flours. Today, we're going to follow some of those grains down the road to one of their many destinations at OSF Hospital in Peoria. Institutions such as hospitals and schools feed millions of people every single day, but these institutions are some of the most challenging places for small and mid-sized farmers to send their products. And that's because of many complicated reasons that can and maybe will fill numerous episodes down the road. But today, we just wanted to share a small but encouraging pilot project at OSF that's proving that despite the challenges, small changes at the regional level can happen, showing that even hospital food can potentially be sourced from a local regenerative food system, and that hospital food, believe it or not, can even be, well, delicious.
My name is Erin Meyer. I'm the founder and president of Basil's Harvest. Basil's Harvest is a nonprofit that was founded about 4 years ago. And what Basil's Harvest envisions is a regional food system that is connecting the dots between food, farm, and health. Institutions are key to advancing and building a regional regenerative food system. Hospitals are anchor institutions in the community. They're primary employers. They're serving three meals a day, 7 days a week. They are supporting community health. They're working and partnering and collaborating with agencies around the entire community. And so their work is integral to connecting to the regional food system and building that infrastructure. And so Basil's Harvest is looking at this farm-to-institution initiative from the soil to the farm all the way through delivery as building a small regional value chain. We partnered with OSF, so I had a conversation with the food service director.
My name is Golda Ewalt, and I'm the director of food and nutrition services here at OSF Healthcare St. Francis Medical Center. Basil's Harvest approached me about having any interest in working with a local farmer. I thought it was important to see what I could do here to open the door to like one product that was grown locally. In terms of bringing in locally grown foods here to the hospital, one of the challenges is that we provide up to 1,600 or 1,700 meals a day. That's a lot of food. So we would need a lot of volume. And that's why when we started the project, I thought oats would really be that one food that would work out. We serve oats every day to our patients, very much a comfort food. And it's not a very expensive product.
And so we needed to build a relationship with a mill that would provide those flaked oats for us. And we partnered with Janie's Mill to get from point A to point B, which was putting oatmeal and granola on patient trays and in the employee cafeteria.
This is our oats that we get from Janie's Mill. We typically order about 200 pounds at a time. And the owner of the mill, Harold, he actually brings them right to us. The oats are just great quality. You know, my goal from the get-go was to have the best bowl of oatmeal in Peoria. I think that our oats that we have here for our patients, it's really delicious, and I'm very proud of that.
I haven't been to a hospital in a while, but I don't think they're always raving about the food.
We have great food here.
It looks and smells really good. It always looks good when I give it to my patients, too.
So this is Bailey, and she is one of our room service ambassadors, and she works directly with our patients to help them order their menus. She delivers their food to them.
That's really good. Just like my grandpa usually makes it. It's definitely a step up from what we had before.
And that's what I really like, is that you can really taste the difference, the texture, the heartiness of the oats compared to what we had. So it's great for our patients.
They definitely noticed a difference, and they like this a lot better than the instant oatmeal for sure. Very tasty.
I always try to do what I can. You know, you can't do it all, but try to make a difference where you are. So by having this one product here in our room service program for our patients, I think it's one step forward in supporting our local farmers and supporting our local economy.
The food system that I envision is that we're growing food for people, and that we're supporting our communities with the foods that we're growing, and we're supporting the health of people. As we improve our regenerative practices and grow those regenerative practices, the soil health is going to improve. With the soil health improving, it's our belief that the plant health will improve, yields will improve, and the end products will be healthier. Basil's Harvest is looking at this farm to institution initiative as this is an impact to human health. So soil health equals human health. What I hope and where we're working is that the healthcare community has to be involved and has to be talking about this to their patients, to their community, to the leaders of the community, because it's going to take all of us to change the system.
Well, that's a whole grain story if I ever heard one. That's all for this week. Special thanks to my co-producer, Allison Walsh, for all of her wonderful hard work out in the field, capturing interviews. We will see you at the next stop on Food Trek.
Support for WCBU and WGLT agriculture coverage comes from GrowMark and its FS members, your trusted advisor in all your ag decisions.